Knock knock joke. This is one. Taylor Hawkins from the Foos texted me this. The first text said knock knock,
and then what'd you say?
Well, my next text was is Taylor.
I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your podcast, your comedy podcast.
Yeah.
For all things music, both new and classic. And I say that because we're in the comedy category for a reason. We're not here to give you an analytical critique of music throughout the ages. We're just here to talk about the music that we like and explain why we like it and have fun. And I'm Pat Francis.
Oh, hey, I'm Gary Lucy.
I went off on a little bit of a thing.
I was just thinking about the knock-knock joke between Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. I got a knock-knock.
And then Bruce said, is this Taylor? He doesn't know how it goes.
He doesn't know how to do a knock-knock joke via text. Bruce.
It is hard. It is hard. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm good. I want to hold something up. I want to show you what I bought this week last week's episode.
Let's see what you got. Oh, yeah. London Calling. You're a convert now, huh?
I am a convert. And I know that you trimmed this down to a single album. And I've listened to it about 3 or 4 times right now, and I can't see what I would take out of it at this point.
It is. I was just trying to.
You should have done Sandinista.
Oh yeah, there you go. Now that needs some trimming.
That's a 3 album set by them. I think it's got 6 albums, 6 songs per side. Let me see what's the math. Bruce, can you do it? Yeah, I got it. 6 times 6.
Oh no, you're not going to count to 36, are you?
One, 2, 36 is what it would be. So yeah, Sandinista might have been the one you should have trimmed down.
I should have done it. I should have done it, but then you would have never discovered.
I wouldn't have discovered it, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Yeah. And then also, you had a brainstorm after about how to cut Tommy down to size.
Yes, I would have actually taken the Who's Tommy. I would have cut it down. I would have made it a happy story. He wouldn't have been fiddled about, and he wouldn't have gone blind. It would have just been it's a boy, Mrs. Walker, it's a boy, and it's 21's going to be a good year, and then he's a champion pinball player, and
in the end
that's it. That's see me, feel me, and I'm free. It'd be a happy story.
That's a great idea.
His dad doesn't die, there's no affair, he doesn't get molested. It's a great story.
Man. They should
I would have also called it Tom.
Just call it Tom. Just cut it down a little. Yep. by 40%. That's great. we'll do that. There could be a lot of things that could need some happyization.
Happyization is a good word.
Such as this next story.
You got a story?
I got a story for you. Have you heard about this new Glenn Campbell album?
I know. Glenn Campbell has Alzheimer's disease right now, right?
I can't remember. No. He's got Alzheimer's, and it's
tragedy plus time.
And he knows it. So he's kind of doing his last lap, so like Warren Zevon did.
Yeah, what Warren Zevon did with his The Wind.
Yeah, with his cancer thing. I heard a story about it, and it's
By any chance, did he cover the Simple Minds song?
Don't you forget about me.
I was thinking of I Won't Forget You. Who sings that? I won't forget you, babe. I won't forget you. Who sings that?
Is that a Bon Jovi? Or?
No, that's a metal song.
Yeah.
Even though.
Well, he does do some interesting covers.
It's a Poison song. I'm interrupting Gary at every chance I can get. Go ahead.
It's he does this amazing cover of Guided by Voices, Hold On Hope. And just as Matt's looking up that, could you hit that Hold On Hope for us? Listen, this is... It's amazing. This is a great Guided by Voices song, and you never would imagine Glenn Campbell singing it, but it's perfect. He talks about like a cowboy leaving the station, a rhinestone cowboy, maybe, as it were. But yeah, check this out.
Every street is dark and bold and out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we got a heart. the last thing that's holding me.
So yeah, that's
now when that started to play, I didn't know that that was Glen Campbell's version.
Who'd have thought it sounded jazz?
That song sounds very contemporary. Yeah. If they would throw that on the radio right now, is there radio out there? that would get airplay, and I think if you didn't say who it was, people wouldn't prejudge it before they heard it.
And that's the point exactly. Like it's the same feeling that you might have got from those Johnny Cash, Rick Rubin albums. Like, wait, mm-hmm. he could have been doing this whole time? And why did we wait all this time for him to do this? So, after I heard that NPR story, I got it off the e-music there, and I've been listening to it. It's really amazing.
Did you get the whole album?
Got the whole album. It's Paul Westerberg co-wrote the title track
from
The Replacements. Rick Nielsen is on there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Guitar. Cheap Trick.
Yeah, so it's highly recommend that. It's Glen Campbell, Ghost in the Canvas.
I would have never checked that out in a million years, but after just hearing that, even if I don't like anything else, I'll buy that song.
Rock solid.
Excellent.
All right.
Matt. Yeah. I won't forget you is poison. Thank you, Matt.
I wish I would have done that now.
We've had a couple of great suggestions for show topics and show ideas, and we're logging them all, and we're going to get to them. One of them, it's not today's topic, but one of them I want to address. Someone said when good artists do bad songs.
Yeah.
And just piecing the show together for this week, I came across two that I've got to play now. I mean, we'll do that in another show, but the first one is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It's a song called Black Leather. and this is where Joan raps. Ooh. I feel real weak when I start to dress my clothes. They stare at me like I want to make love with my body. I'm not a dream, but I am supreme. And if you listen to the sky, you see what I mean. And when it rains outside, people run and hide. I walk the streets and start to cry.
Oh man,
she's gonna wear black leather anywhere because her name's Joan Jett, and I don't care.
She doesn't care. I am
the worst rap ever.
I'm cherry bummed.
Ironically, that's from an album called Good Music.
Ooh.
Okay, there's next one, and this might be even worse. This is REO Speedwagon. Uh-huh. This is a live version of Keep On Loving You. They go reggae with it. You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. Wait, I think Matt likes it. But you did not listen. You played dead. Uh-huh. But you never played. Instead you live still in the past. But coil up and he's saying, ooh, baby. Keep on loving you. Matt, you like it.
Almost.
Here's why I think that's worse than the Joan Jett. It's because that's a live version, which means when people went to see REO Speedwagon in concert and they're waiting to hear one of their favorite songs, these effers busted this version out, and those people are like, what? Come on! unless they did that thing where they then later played the regular version somewhere else in the set. But,
Are you sure that wasn't the Dread Zeppelin spinoff, REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon.
Like a little reggae, Irish music.
That's excellent.
Wow, that was awful. So that's just a little sneak preview.
Yeah, what we can bring you later. Gary, you want to tell us about
this week's show?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week is going to be a kind of an ongoing topic that we'll revisit every 4 weeks or so. Maybe the first week of the month. Who knows? And it's the Rock Solid Encyclopedia, where we're just going to dive into our iTunes and pull out some miscellaneous tracks that might not fit into any other category, but just like, oh, this is a great song. You should listen to this. You will like this. You need this in your musical collection. For perfect example of this, we decided to start on letter Z because that's how we do. That's how we're crazy.
So these will be songs by artists who the band or the person's name begins or ends with Z.
Yes, exactly. And
there's some, and we won't say any, but immediately there's not that many. I looked. There's not a lot of Z.
Right.
Artists, so
right, and that's and I picked Z also because it's so like nutty, but also because of that fact that it would like focus a little bit, and you'd think like, oh, there's like two bands, but no, you'll see that there's a lot, and there's some things that you need. So here's a perfect example of one that we need that you should hear. It's a group that had some buzz about 5 years ago from the Philadelphia area. They described their sound as spunk rock, and I think that fits. It's a quartet called Zoloft, the Rock and Roll Destroyer. Hit it, man.
You may be sad. That's not that bad. You may be sad. Made me mad.
I like some boy-girl vocals. Yeah. That always gets me. So, there you go. When would we get to that? Like,
we'd
not
never
a show
get to
where
that.
Things that start with Z. But it's fun to hear, right?
That is great. That was a nice little... that was actually a spunky tune.
This was spunk rock. This was all a bad idea, is the ironic title of that.
My first song is... I heard this in a record store in 2003. It was a new release. And I thought it was Mick Jagger, and I went up and I said, "Hey, who's this singing?" And the guy said, "It is Billy Corgan's new band called Zwan."
Oh, nice!
And this came out in 2003 from an album called Mary Star of the Sea, uh-huh. And this was the single called "Honestly."
Nice.
I thought that sounded like Mick for some reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that together. That does sound like that. This is a great pick. I love this album, Mary Star of the Sea. I love the package. It came with some cool stickers when it came out. I actually picked a Zwan song for later. I was going to play it at the end of the show, but maybe I'll pick some out now.
That's perfect because there's not a lot of Z, so I knew that we might have a couple crossovers.
Some overlap, but I thought this is going to be a whole new chapter for Billy Corgan. He's not so mopey. He might have got some Zoloft, the Rock and Roll Destroyer.
Yeah.
And it was a happy sound. It was a peppy sound. And they imploded after one album.
Yes.
And that was it.
And why did they need to implode? I mean, if he's the main songwriter, then just add a bunch of people behind you and keep Zwan going.
Yeah, so I got a feeling.
This was actually their Zwan song.
Hello. Oh,
Matt Belknap with the thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Not closing up shop, turning off the mixing board and walking out.
Moving on to, this is a group, comes from 1985. If you lived in the Boston area this time, you probably saw some groups at TT the Bears, like, oh, Wild Kingdom, Screaming Mimi's, The Gospel Birds, Musty Chiffon. Those all grew out of this one kind of like semi-obscure new wave band called Human Sexual Response, who had a hit called What Does Sex Mean to Me? And the first reincarnation of them before all those other ones, they had a group called the Zulus, who had an EP and then a major label record on Atlantic and then just went nowhere. And but this is one of my favorite obscure nuggets. It never went anywhere. I love it because it's got the relentless riffage, and it's got this other thing that I love. Like, I love when there's some studio chatter, like on the beginning of like Daydream Believer or somewhere there's some talking. So this has both of those things. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And are we spelling it Z-U-L-U-S?
Yeah.
Zulu? Okay.
The Zulus.
Okay.
Like the tribe. And it's, this is called I Can't Wait to Tell You the News.
What is she? I'm Precious. Okay.
How cool would it be if, like, when Brian Williams was on Letterman, they played this for his, like, theme song or something? Or maybe just played it for the NBC News theme song.
That would be great if that was how the news went.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Why don't we produce the news? What do you
want? Well, I think if we let the people from TMZ produce the nightly news, we might get that. TMZ.
Oh, hey.
Ooh.
Speaking of Z, what's in your Z file?
Well, I'm gonna jump now from to 1975. I'm going to go with a band, the obvious choice, as soon as you say the letter Z, mm-hmm. And this is what I just play. People know what it is.
Yeah. I've been up. I've been down. Best. Take my word.
My way around. This is ZZ Top before MTV got a hold of them.
Yeah.
And it's when I was picking a ZZ Top song, I do love Tush. I'm not a huge ZZ Top fan. Uh-huh. But as I was looking through their songs, I'm like, oh, these guys, just all their songs are about getting laid and sex. It's Tube Snake Boogie and Pearl Necklace and Gimme All Your Lovin' and Legs and Slip Inside My Sleeping Bag and Woke Up With Wood and...
Isn't one about hot dogs or something?
Velcro
or?
Fly and yeah. Double Back. I'm sure that's about doing it with two ladies and... Rough Boy, that's like some sadomasochistic sex.
I was well into my 20s before I put that together about Pearl Necklace. Like, oh, that's dirty.
No, he wasn't buying her a nice present.
No.
He was defiling her neck area with his lovin'.
With his essence.
He gave her all his lovin'.
You know, if you looked at his bearded essence under a microscope, the sperms would have long beards.
and guitars that spin.
Yeah, exactly.
On their belt buckles.
They got silly, but they're, you can't besmirch that legacy. They're like, I think their image is like, oh, he's probably sleeping under a cactus right now. But
right.
I think that Billy Gibbons is like an effete snob. Like, I think he like, I think that's probably a false beard. And I think he like hangs out at art galleries and stuff. But you really can't go wrong with ZZ Top, as we call them in the UK.
There you go.
Nice. I have some hard rock for you from the year that calls itself 1983.
Ooh.
This is a New Orleans band that they were working that East Coast circuit, like Twisted Sister or something, kind of got swept in to the hair metal thing. But
okay.
they weren't really a hair metal group. But this is kind of one of the best songs of that ilk of that era. It's Zebra, Tell Me What You Want. On Rock Solid.
Oh, I am losing my mind. My head's on the floor. Forevermore, I have given you all that I have. With the slam of the door, you drew me back.
this ring any bells at all? Do you remember this from back in the day?
I, this is vaguely familiar to me.
It was like this. I mean, like at record stores when it was like the rocker chick
right.
turn. I got, you know, like, oh, I could deal with some Zebra. It was good.
I'll tell you what, actually, Matt, play my next song. We're not even going to say anything. It was right after ZZ Top.
What?
This was my next song.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. I was either going to take this one or Who's Behind the Door.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Zebra.
Oh, man.
As soon as you said, I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me.
Oh.
Look at that. And Gary, not only did we pick the same, that was this was in my third slot.
That's crazy. We are on a mind meld.
Zebra.
Wow. Hey, drop down to that song called Zebra on mine there. But this was, because it was a choice between the band Zebra or this mellow rock song called Zebra by Beach House. This came out last year. And this was, I thought.
Oh, so you took a song that begins with Z.
Yeah. Just trying to, you know, shake it up a little bit.
Or
with
cheat.
Or cheat, as it were. But, it's a very different feeling. That's a. I'm just reeling. I can't believe we had that coincidence.
We both had Zebra.
But
now I wish I would have picked Who's Behind the Door.
Duh.
Who's behind the door?
So anyway, I've been trying to mellow out a little more. Trying, you know, usually like if it's something slow, I'm like, I don't want to hear that. But but I like that Beach House. Anyway, so let me see. Well, would you like to have a bonus selection for your?
No. I don't need a bonus selection. All right. You can jump right back.
Okay, I'm going to go to this is. Now, I don't know my Shakespeare that well, but did he write any plays about Ohio funk bands?
I think he might have.
Because if he didn't, then he should have wrote one about this band called Zap.
Double P?
Yeah, Double P, formed by the five Troutman brothers, Roger, Lester, Tony, Larry, and Terry.
Would it be an exclamation point? Like a lightning bolt at the end of that?
And sometimes Zap... featuring Roger. But yeah, they were, forget Shakespeare, this was like some Sophoclean stuff. This was like they were you know, struggling, and their boyhood friend Bootsy Collins had made him a deal, like, hey baby, whichever one gets famous first, let's throw down the rope ladder, you know, for the other one. So true to
is
his word,
is that an accurate Bootsy Collins impression?
Yeah baby. He kind of talks like that. So yeah, Bootsy gets him signed up, but and they, it looks like they're going to be successful, and then somehow that crumbles the whole Parliament Funkadelic empire. And then so they have a little bit of success, but then, you know, it's too much too soon, they can't deal with it, there's problems, there's drugs. But then Roger comes back with his the famous trademark of Zap was the
"Was the squawk box talking?"
And so Roger was featured on Tupac put him on that California love song,
California Knows How to Party.
And so it looked like he was back, but then he died in a murder-suicide perpetrated by his brother Lester. But so, at his funeral,
a happy ending.
Great story if it ends there. But then I read that at Roger's funeral, Roger Troutman's funeral, his nephew sang Amazing Grace through the squawk box.
Oh, and I hope that's what we're going to play.
I wish we had that. We're going to play maybe their most influential hit. It's kind of the foundation of the whole West Coast G funk sound. This is More Bounce to the Ounce.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Matt is on his chair, shaking what his mama gave him. This was way before there was the federal regulations about bounce per ounce, you know, standards. You could just have any mount. This is a funky brew, though.
They play this in a lot of Tyler Perry movies, don't they?
I believe so. It's been countlessly sampled in any number of rap songs. And but yeah, someone's got to make that movie about the Troutmans. Roger Jr. took over. He died from a head injury. Just like one of those cursed, they're like the Kennedys of funk.
It sounds like we should have at least had a behind the music on these guys.
Something at least. But
a lot of drama and some musical success.
Yeah,
sounds like a good combination.
Yeah. What say you?
Oh, okay. So this is going to be my longest clip of the day. Okay. This is going to be about a minute because I couldn't find a good place that I thought to start it. But of course, as everyone knows, my favorite band of all time is Cheap Trick.
Sure.
And of course, their singer has a solo album.
Robin Zander,
yeah. With a Z.
Uh-huh.
And self-titled solo album from 1993. It's a great album. Does not sound... and a lot of times people do a solo album and it just sounds like what they would do with their band.
Sure.
And there's a lot of different, musical varieties on this album. And this was the opening track called Reactionary Girl. Matt, hit it. Yeah, I like that tune. Maria McKee sings.
Oh, no kidding!
Sings with him on this album, and Stevie Nicks is on this album. Song written by Tom Petty on here. I think Dave Stewart does some stuff. Jimmy Iovine. There's lots of big names all over this album. So it's a cool album. He does a cover of Jump into the Fire by Nilsson.
Oh,
yeah, Harry Nilsson. It's a really cool album. So
I never heard this in my damn life. This is great. Boy, when he switches into that the upper part of his range, it's just thrilling.
It's really cool.
It's really great. And yeah, he's in fine voice there.
Yeah,
93. I'm gonna get that. So that's let me see. Robin Zander, self-titled.
Yep. And if you can't find it, I will get it for you.
That's wonderful, man. Fantastic. Well, so. Here's the main point of what I wanted to get to this time around. If you take nothing else away from me from this episode, this is the record you need to get. A lot of you already worship this. Some people voted for it in our September song poll for some reason. That's fine. There's quite a cult around it, but if you haven't heard it, it could be your new favorite record. It's The Zombies, Odyssey and Oracle. And this was their third album. It came out in 1968. The big hit song was Time of the Season.
Right.
But they'd already broken up by the time that it hit, because like the first single on the album was a little ditty about a guy waiting for his old lady to get out of prison and how they were going to catch up and everything. And it didn't really catch the public's imagination. But it's just an amazing piece of work. And it's kind of timeless. We're going to hear my favorite song from that. It is called This Will Be Our Year. Yeah, man, this is canonical. This is essential listening. You gotta hear it. And it also brings me to... I had another a giveaway this week. I didn't bring the prize with me, but I have it at home. I have a nice first edition copy, speaking of the zombies, of Zombie Spaceship Wasteland, the memoir/short story collection by Patton Oswalt, funny man Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. I bought that book for my nephew. He loved it.
Awesome.
He read it in like a one day.
Quick read, fun read. It's very cool. If you would like to win it, all you got to do, like us on Facebook and tell us one of your favorite Z songs on there, and we'll pick one at random, and it'll be, I'll whip it on out to you via the U.S. mail.
So I love it.
Like us on Facebook. That's the main point of this. And
the Zombies actually have a brand new album out.
What the
hell? Breathe Out, Breathe In. It's an import.
It's called Must Eat Brains. It's a trick, Pat. Don't open it.
It's,
there's a zombie in
it's
there.
The two main guys from the Zombies, Rod Argent and Colin
Blunstone.
Yeah. And they have a new release. I don't know what it sounds like, but I'm just telling you.
Oh, wow. I know. Yeah, they did like an Odyssey and Oracle tour, a couple years back. But because they never, back in the time, they never really got to, really.
Yeah, I'm looking at their discography. It was an album in 65, two albums in 65,
yeah.
Odyssey and Oracle in 68, and then nothing.
Then nothing.
Until 91.
Right.
And then something in 2004 and now 2011. So those guys are still out there. And if you want to hear that old music live, I'm sure they'll be happy to play it for you.
Give them a call.
Actually, my next pick was also a zombie song.
Oh.
And you named it, so we won't play Time of the Season. We'll go to...
we'll just sing it. Let's go.
We'll go to the next one. It's She's Not There.
Oh, yeah.
Too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Sweet.
Nice bass.
Did you check out that cover version that was on the page with Nick Cave and Nico Case singing She's Not There?
I didn't.
The True Blood soundtrack. It's really awesome. It's, well worth checking out. That's, how weird is that? Nico Case and Nick Cave, it's practically the same name. They're like,
it really is.
Most
you're right.
Of the same letters, but it's really, really cool version. It has that Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazelwood vibe.
And also, there's a, speaking of the Zombies, as we were, and I'm checking this to make sure I might be wrong, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to pretend like I didn't say anything about it. I thought I have something. Fuck it. Forget it. I was wrong. It's a different band, a different song. Never mind. Damn it, Pat.
Damn it.
I didn't put it out there, the information out there, so I can just, stew in my own self. What? Pity? No. I don't know. Okay, so anyway.
Shame.
That's what it is.
But don't feel sad.
Yeah, forget it.
It's hey, are you ready for some football? There's football this week.
I thought you had a song about football.
No. I was trying to change the subject because you were in the shame spiral there.
Go ahead, continue.
That's all I got. I was just wondering. I was trying to make some conversation.
You got another one?
Oh, those are all my official picks.
Oh, okay.
We could hear, do you have one? If I go, will you go again? I'll go again if you go again.
Yeah, I have two more artists.
Remember we heard that great Take On Me a few weeks back by A.C. Newman?
Yeah.
From The New Pornographers. His band before that was called Zumpano, and they were a great kind of Bacharach-y influenced pop group. This is a song called Oh, That Atkinson Girl. Kind of sounds kind of zombie-ish too.
Yeah, it does.
What I love about A.C. Newman is that he has a terrible lisp, and you can really hear when he sings. He's got kind of one of those big middle teeth, like Tom Cruise kind of has one, and also is it Kukla, maybe, of Kukla, Fran and Ollie?
Fran and Ollie,
he has,
yeah.
Like one of those kind of teeth in the middle, so it's, I love a lisp.
Do you ever wonder, as an adult, why someone doesn't get that fixed?
Oh, I guess, no, I think it's fine. I think if you, I'm more worried about adults with braces, to be.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, like, you missed your chance, you know, it's like.
Just live with it? That's what you say?
Yeah, you know, unless there's like some, you know, health issues or something like that, but I guess, I don't know, they have the jack. Everyone should do what they want with their bodies. That's what I think.
All right. Well, I would give it fair. I'm vain. Okay. So what I was going to say was I thought the Ramones did, a version of Time of the Season by the Zombies. But they didn't. What I was thinking of is they do a version of Time Has Come Today.
Oh!
So that's...
Time.
That was my mistake. Anyway, back to the Z's. You cannot... I can't believe, Gary, you didn't have one of these. You cannot talk about this list without talking about Zappa.
Oh, well, I could, but go ahead.
You talked about... Well, I got to play a little song from Zappa. This was on Dweezil's 1988 album.
Oh, that's it.
This was a remake of one of his dad's songs called My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama. This is when Dweezil wanted to be a hair metal rock guy. He can play the guitar, but he's not a great singer, as you'll hear.
Your mama and your daddy.
Yeah, he's the equivalent of a Liz Phair. They would do a great duet together.
What do you mean? Like
two guys that people that can't sing.
Two people can't sing.
This is about as generic of a metal sounding song as you can get.
Yeah, he's all sizzle, no steak, huh?
Yeah.
He's
definitely a great guitar player. I mean, yeah. But
He's got the technique. Well, let's, you know, you brought it up. Let's talk about Zappa. I do not get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I don't own any.
Yeah.
I think I have Valley Girl just for fun.
Sure, yeah.
But that's it. I don't understand it. It's and so many great musicians play with him. Steve Vai and Eddie Jobson. I mean, just great musicians.
Terry Bozzio.
I mean, the list of people who worked with him is crazy, and yet, ugh.
I think it's a jazz thing. I think it's... But he seems to have, like, a contempt for the listener or something.
I know. It's like, I dare you to like this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I think hopefully somebody will set us straight on the page because his fans are pretty passionate.
Yeah, yeah, they are. I'm sure we'll hear about it. And it's almost like a thumbing in his nose and saying, you know, oh, I don't care if you don't like this, you don't get it. That type of a thing. And man, do I hate that attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
It sucks.
I get it. Can we agree a magnificent mustache?
Well, yeah. Not a lot of people can grow that thick of a mustache.
Yeah,
I can think of three people: Zappa,
yeah,
Selleck,
sure,
Lucy.
That's right, yeah. Manly, manlier, and manliest.
I was talking about Lucy from Peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did. She did have some hormone therapy.
You did not include any of the next artists either, and he's pretty much your basic pick. Is you talked about him, Warren Zevon.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, how about that? Yeah.
And I picked a song. This is from 2000 from the album Life Will Kill Ya, mm-hmm. And it eventually did.
I had the ship till it all got smoked. Kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in a wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down.
That's the name of the song. I was in the house when the house burned down. Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah, he's amazing. My favorite's probably Excitable Boy.
Yeah.
That song. I like the bit where he rubs the pot roast on his chest.
Yes. And Matt, you'll love this. Excitable Boy, produced by your favorite, Jackson Browne. Matt hates Jackson Browne.
Why does Matt hate Jackson Browne?
He doesn't like it. Doesn't just thinks he's boring or dull.
His crush on Daryl Hannah, too.
I guess. And then I also, one more Warren Zevon song. Linda Ronstadt did a great version of this,
yeah.
But I really like Warren's version.
I lay my head on the railroad track and wait for the double E. The railroad don't run no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Like that, like when he says the girl is a credit to her gender.
Yes, I love that. He's that song was also produced by Jackson Browne. That's from Warren's self-titled album, right? The one before Excitable Boy.
I believe so.
Yeah. Hey, I have a giveaway.
What do you got?
Let's get this done, and then we're about done with the show. I have I'm going to be lucky enough to go to the Conan O'Brien show this week and see the Foo Fighters perform.
Lucky.
So I purchased a vinyl copy of the new album, which we love, Wasting Light.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, they give you a digital download card that you can download the album for free. So I'm going to give this away because I don't need this.
You already got it on.
Yeah, so I'm going to send some winner this. All you need to do is, I guess, Twitter. Is that going to be too much to tweet? Do it on Facebook. Facebook us, like us on Facebook, and I want you to list every person that's ever been a recording member of the band Foo Fighters. And I will collect them. I will put them in a hat, and I will mix it around, and then we'll let Bruce Springsteen pull that out on the next show. And then I'll mail this to you. And you'll get the new Foo Fighters album for free.
All right, fun. Wow, this it pays to listen to Rock Solid.
It does pay to listen to Rock Solid. Hey, you had a song you wanted to play us out with today?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's hear a little more of that Zombies from Odyssey and Oracle. This is Care of Cell 44. And if you were in jail, Pat, I would wait for you.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, see you next time.
Thank you, Matt.